So Lord Krishna went inside. He saw one small boy was playing with Shamantaka jewel. He tried to take it and the child started crying. And there was also one girl. She also started screaming, "Who is this? Suddenly one person has come and taking away the Shamantaka." And then finally this Ruksha, that is this Jambavan, came. And he became so angry. "How can you take away?" So Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavatam, even Shukadeva Goswami explains this. Jambavan is a great devotee. He's an associate of Lord. In the Treta Yuga, in the Ramayana, he was part of Ramayana fighting in the Lanka. You know, he's an incarnation of Yamadharmaraj. So how come he didn't recognize? Because he was angry. He was angry. So this is the contamination. The moment you become angry, in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Lord Krishna says, what is the effect of anger? Smriti Vibhrama. Smriti Vibhrama means you'll forget everything. So because of that anger, Jambavan forgot who is that person before him and started fighting with him. And fight went on for 28 days, days and nights. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the fight went on for 28 days, days and nights, no stop. Can you imagine? Somebody so old is from Treta Yuga, the Jambavan, and he still has that much capacity to fight. Fight, 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 going on, and Krishna is hitting him and he's also hitting and Krishna is enjoying. So finally Krishna realized, okay, now I will give him my darshan. And then Krishna, he revealed his Rama form to Jambavan. The moment Jambavan saw, oh, it is Lord Ram. Oh, so sad, I'm fighting with Lord Ram. What an aparad, what an offense. With my Lord, I'm fighting. So he begged forgiveness. He said, "My Lord, please forgive me. Please take this Shamantaka jewel. Also take my daughter, Rohini. And because she's my daughter, she's also called Jambavati. So please marry her." So Krishna returned to Dwaraka with Jambavati and Shamantakamani. But by that time, already all these Dwaraka residents waited in outside of the cave. And they didn't see Krishna coming out because it became 28 days. They all became very sad. Oh, Krishna is also dead inside the cave. And then they all went crying to Dwaraka. And they told everyone, "We don't know what happened. In the forest, we saw that Prasenajit was killed. Then lion also was found dead. And then Krishna, we told him so much, don't go inside the cave. But he went inside and don't know what happened." So they were all very sad. Out of attachment for Lord Krishna, Vasudeva, Devaki, Rukmini, they were all thinking of Krishna. They were sad. When will Krishna come? And then they were all worshipping Mother Chandrabhaga, Mother Durga. Oh, our Krishna should come back soon. And finally Krishna came and everybody was happy. And then Krishna called Satrajit, "Come here, take your Shamantakamani." And so Satrajit was very shameful. He felt very ashamed. How sad. I doubted Krishna. I spread rumors about Lord Krishna because of my greed. Actually, by then, Satrajit realized his mistake, that how greedy I am. How Krishna is Supreme Lord, Dwaraka Disha. He's asking, I didn't give. And because of that, so much incident happened. I lost my brother because of my greed. I should have given this to Lord Krishna. See, this is how Lord Krishna, he helps all of us to realize our own contamination. And when you realize that it is your mistake and beg forgiveness, Lord Krishna forgives. So he said, "My Lord, I want to offer the Shamantaka. Not only Shamantaka as repentance, I also want to offer my daughter, Satyabhama, to you in marriage." So Krishna said, "Okay, I will accept your daughter, Satyabhama. She's an incarnation of Mother Lakshmi, but I don't want your Shamantaka money. You only keep that Shamantaka money with you." Krishna is detached. He's Atma Rama. He's called Atma Kama, Atma Rama. Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgranti Api Urukrama. He is not interested in anything. He asked that Shamantaka money only to bless Satrajit. Now that Satrajit realized his mistake and he is now ready to offer that to Krishna, now Krishna said, "I don't want this." So this shows that Krishna never wanted that Shamantaka money. He asked it only because to teach Satrajit that you should offer everything to the Lord. Sarva dharman parityajyam mamekam sharanam vraja. Everything you should offer to Krishna. And when Satrajit was having that lobha, greed, he didn't offer. That's why Krishna asked. Now when Satrajit got rid of that lobha, he's offering, take. So Krishna is saying, "No, I don't want. Now you only keep it with." So sometime Krishna will also ask many things from us. The Shamantaka upakhyana is applicable in our life also. Like Krishna asked Shamantaka mani from Satrajita, we also have something with all of us. The minimum thing we have is our own time. So Krishna is asking, "Give me your time." He'll say, no, my time, 24 hours is for me only. What will I do? I will sleep. I will waste this time. I'll do whatever I want, but I'll not give to you. See how greedy we are. Krishna is asking that give your time for what? To think of me, to remember me. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhya jimam namaskuru. Krishna doesn't want our time. To bless us, he's asking, "Give me some time to think of me, attend my Bhagavatam class, come to temple, spend your time." So that Satrajita had Shamantakamani. All of us have got time, 24 hours time. And Krishna is asking in Bhagavad Gita, give your time, think of me. So, no, I'll not give. So when you don't give your time to Krishna, well, like Satrajita didn't give Shamantakamani, it created many havocs in the life of Satrajita. But when you realize, oh no, I should offer all my time to Krishna. Isn't it? Ananyas chintayantoma. All the time we should remember Krishna. So like that, so when Satrajita offered Satyabhama, Satyabhama is his daughter. Like that, how Satrajita offered his beloved daughter, we should offer all whatever we have. Praner arthair dhiyo vachaha. Our own life, our own possessions, the wealth, our time, our intelligence, our speaking capacity, everything we offer to Lord Krishna. And that how Satrajita was blessed. And this is called Shamantaka Upakhyana. And Lord Ganesha told this to Chandradeva, moon god, that whoever hears this, they will be relieved from this. Apakhyati, apayashas, and misunderstanding. So in our life, day-to-day life, so much of misunderstanding will be there. Every day there will be some misunderstanding with so many people, with parents, with our brothers, sisters, neighbors, you know, with so many times. So if you want to get out of this, you have to hear the pastime of Lord Krishna. How Lord Krishna blessed Satrajita to come out of greediness and surrender unto him.